This recording, Chile 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a flea jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to haul into Coma and give her a relaxing bath. When Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on the right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that his course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. The story is about a friend from Chile. I have just arrived from Chile at that time, in 1983-84. And apparently he had an accident. Yeah, and there was a lot of political discussion and trouble at that time in Chile. You know, it was a military government. And he was a really good friend of mine and very different from me. Yeah, it was usually a chemist, more withdrawn, and he was without a profession, basically, but a good politician. And he was a good organizer of meetings and things like that against Pinochet. And at that time, he got sick. It was an accident, actually. He got involved in an accident. And my dad was treating him because he was a doctor also in Chile. And it was really funny. My dad, whenever he dealt with medical issues, he was very reserved. But in that particular instance, he told me a lot about my friend, how he was doing, and that there were some hope that he may recover. Yeah, this was a car accident. We were crossing our finger, and the last time, at one of those nights when I talked to my dad, he said that there was some hope that he may recover. Yeah, but next day, my dad called me, and he said that he had died. And it was really short and brief, and my dad didn't want to say much about. And it was really interesting how We mix the medical issue with father and son talking, and two worlds apart, and everything was mixed up in just a few seconds. And it was a weird experience just to see my friend gone and my dad saying it in a very short, straight way. And then I was in Cleveland, and I was in this country, and I have to keep going like nothing has happened. It was an interesting experience, you know. It was weird, really strange, and I feel really sorry that, you know, how we grow older and lose friends and discover a new life.